Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
It's the perfect time to get into gardening. So this week for Ours to Protect, we sat down and talked to Irene Nihulavon, coordinator of the UCC Green Shoots Initiative, about how their community garden works and what you can do to make sure your garden is more environmentally friendly. Tell me a little bit about where we are right now. I can see lots of greenery around us and lots of plants. What is so special about where we are?
Right now we're in UCC Community Gardens. So this garden was established back in 2009. It was like a student-led initiative. It's a really lovely legacy actually that's been left here. It's an organic garden, no pesticides or herbicides are used. We try and go for companion planting, permaculture approach where we can. Yeah, I suppose really we're trying to sort of be a flagship for regenerative gardening as well here. There's a huge variety of plants here. We're growing a variety of vegetables, you know, carrots, beans, peas, and, you know, legumes. We've got salad coming out of our ears. We have spring onions, chives. And then there's, I suppose, you know, a few more medicinal plants like calendula and lemon balm and comfrey. Lots of lovely different plants going on, both wild and cultivated.
So lots of new ideas there on how to approach a garden. Let's break some of them down. We'll start by talking about the permaculture approach. This is when we grow plants, typically fruits, vegetables and herbs, in a way that draws from nature to ensure growing styles are sustainable. In other words, it's when we look at nature and copy how it's growing plants naturally. This can include not using pesticides or herbicides, companion planting, crop rotation, among other ways of ensuring that the environment benefits everything that exists within it. Now, moving on to companion planting. It works by planting plants that are mutually beneficial to each other together. With more information, here's Irene.
The companion planting approach is used to help plants thrive. In some instances, it can sort of be used to help protect against pests. So, for example, if you grow nasturtium next to your cabbages, nasturtium will be a sort of a decoy for the cabbage white butterfly. So it's about being clever about working with nature rather than against it. If you were to use loads of pesticides and herbicides in an area, you don't just kill the pests that you're trying to get rid of. You're killing all the diversity of life within, you know, the insect fauna of that area. So it's a much more clever approach to think, okay, what would nature do here? What is the predator of the pest that I'm trying to get rid of? Rather than just going in with loads of horrible chemicals and making a mess, you know? Volunteers here are really great for being mindful that this is a garden that is very respectful of nature. So as I mentioned, it's an organic garden. We do try our best to be organic as much as we can. We really don't use any herbicides or pesticides. It's wild in a sense, like it's semi-wild at the moment. We have loads of lovely mature grass seed heads around us, and you know, it's not necessarily mown or strimmed. It's just sort of left to do its own thing for the most part. We do take up a certain amount of the area to grow vegetables, so we want to be respectful that nature should have a certain proportion of the garden for its own business as well. So you can hear the birds in the background. I can hear chaffinches and house sparrows, and there's long-tailed tits around as well. So there's a lovely diversity of birds here as well.
We're wrapping up our garden chat, and it seems like the right time to ask, what advice is there for people who might be interested in growing their own produce or working in a community garden?
I suppose the advice that I would give would be to just go for it. Like, I've got a couple of plants at home, and I probably would have a lot more if I wasn't doing a lot of work in this garden. But yeah, don't be scared. Just go for it. You know, plants want to live. Like, if they're if you're sound to them, they'll do their best. So yeah, I would say, be brave about it, but also seek help where you need it. There's an amazing diversity of community gardens in Cork, like from St. Luke's Community Garden to the Glen Garden to Toker. They're all run by incredible people, really enthusiastic, lovely people who are willing to share their knowledge. So you're always supported if you want support. Whether you have this really, you know, chemical heavy approach, or whether you're trying to be sensitive towards the diversity of life in your garden, you're never going to have perfect vegetables, and they aren't supposed to be perfect. Sometimes you're going to get carrots with legs if they're not getting enough water, you know. It's just sort of the nature of the game, and I think that that's kind of enjoyable, really. And you know, we'd probably be all a lot happier if we accepted our own imperfections, so why not do that in a garden context as well?
The theme of today's discussion was organic planting. What is it, and how are some of the ways you can go about introducing it into your own gardens? We looked at UCC's community garden as an example of an organic garden in Cork City. We talked with Irene Houlavon about some of the approaches Green Shoots take in managing their community garden for nature. You can engage more with UCC Green Shoots by following UCC Green Campus on Instagram and Twitter. If you're interested in joining a community garden, you can find a list of community gardens in Cork by visiting the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.